This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey has agreed to a five-day ceasefire to allow for the withdrawal of Kurdish forces from northeastern Syria. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that he made the announcement at a news conference after more than 4 hours of talks at the presidential palace in Ankara. Speaking in Texas, President Trump called the ceasefire a great day for all involved.
The Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
And President Trump's response.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds.
Turkish forces began their attack after Mr. Trump ordered U.S. troops out of the area. Turkey's foreign minister said that Turkey only agreed to pause its attacks and would end the operation only if all Kurdish fighters were out of the 32-kilometer-wide safe zone in Syria. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of U.S. President Donald Trump's properties in the state of Florida. In making the announcement Thursday, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site selection process from immediate criticism that Mr. Trump will personally benefit from hosting the major event at one of his resorts. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said the selection of Mr. Trump's personal property for the meeting is exploiting his office of making official U.S. government decisions for his personal financial gain. The emoluments clauses of the Constitution exist to prevent exactly that kind of corruption. This is VOA News. The White House acknowledged Thursday that President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Kiev investigate the Democratic National Committee and the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. A piece, Sagar Magani.
Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump wanted Ukraine to look into whether the Democratic National Committee's servers were in Ukraine during the race.
And that's why we held up the money.
Asked if that was a quid pro quo.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Mulvaney told White House reporters there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats like House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff see it as a guilty plea.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
Separately, the president's hand-picked envoy to the European Union distanced himself today, telling lawmakers he disagreed with the president ordering him and others to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And later Mulvaney reversed his earlier comments and said the president had never required Ukraine to investigate anything in exchange for military aid. European Union leaders are hoping the British Parliament will vote in favor of the latest Brexit deal when it comes before the lawmakers on Saturday, but opposition parties are already saying that they will not. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson clinched a last-minute Brexit divorce deal on Thursday, one he and European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker claim works for Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland's border issue.
This is a fair, a balanced agreement. It is testament to our commitment to finding solutions.
Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, though, said it could not support the latest agreement. Johnson insists the new offer ticks the boxes for all parties.
It's a reasonable, fair outcome and reflects the large amount of work that's been undertaken by both sides.
The Prime Minister will face a vote on his new deal in a deeply divided parliament on Saturday. Johnson needs at least 318 votes to be certain of victory in the 650-seat parliament.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. China's economic growth slowed more than expected to 6% year-on-year in the third quarter. It is the weakest pace in almost three decades, hit by soft factory production amid a bruising U.S. trade war and lackluster demand at home. Friday's data marked a further loss of momentum for the economy from the second quarter 6.2% growth, likely raising expectations that Beijing needs to roll out more measures to ward off a sharper slowdown. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.